The dating world is full of pitfalls, especially when it's done online. There are many people out there, all with different profiles, promising different things. The British journalist Natasha Devon was challenged by a friend to accept every date she was asked on over a 2-month period. She thought her favorite date was the one where they actually just went for coffee. It was during his hour-long lunch break, so there was a time limit on how much time they could spend together. And we just had a very relaxed chat, and I felt like I could just be myself. The most uncomfortable date was a guy who insisted on analyzing the date as it happens. So about every 10 minutes he would ask me how I thought it was going. And I think it was just the mark of the fact that he was perhaps a little bit nervous. It's one of the things that you should not do on a date, to say, "How do you think it's going?" she said. All the 60 days, Natasha believes that what the experiment taught her is that the mark of a good date is how comfortable you feel simply to be yourself and not have to put on a show or represent only the most perfect aspects of yourself. Natasha also gives a couple of the other examples. A couple of the guys were very uninterested. They knew what the right questions to ask.
But then, when she opened her mouth to respond, immediately they would start looking in a different direction or looking over her shoulder to see who was coming in the door.
And another one that was very common was not having any plan. A surprising number of them I met asked me what I thought we should do. And so we spent the first 15 minutes of the date kind of wandering around aimlessly. "And it gets off on the wrong foot, I think," Natasha said. "It's surprising, actually, and I do think it's a generational thing, because some of the guys that asked me out were a little bit younger than me. And I found that if they were younger, it was just routine."
Question 19. Why did Natasha Devon accept every date she was asked? Question 20. According to Natasha Devon, what shouldn't you do on a date? Question 21. What is a good date like, according to Natasha Devon? Question 22. What may cause a date uncomfortable, according to Natasha Devon?